You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Ambassador Everett Robinson presents Final Authority, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, teaching a sound biblical perspective that is solely based upon the authority scripture alone. Final Authority with Ambassador Everett Robinson, Mondays at 9 o'clock p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining Vision and Power Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Christine Johnson. We are here today with our series of Living the Life in Jesus Christ with our Pastor Elton Robinson. We thank Pastor Elton Robinson for joining us on today. We truly have been having an awesome time in the Word with Pastor Robinson. This is our third series that we're talking about living in life in Christ Jesus. We had an awesome time. The Word was so good on last week. And we're going to bring it up higher with the Word a little deeper with talking about the living a life in Christ Jesus. I hope y'all continue to enjoy this teaching that Pastor Robinson has given. It's been anointing. It's truly been a blessing in so many people's lives when they heard it and got a lot of feedback from it. So I thank God for it. We thank God, Radio Network. Thank God for Dr. Charles Dean and the staff. Good morning, Pastor Robinson.
Hi, how are you, Sister Christine? God bless you.
I'm blessed, thank God.
All right. Thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to be able to share the things that God shared with all of us through his word, because God's word is truth, and the truth never changes. The truth is always going to be the same, and that's how God is. He changes not. And so I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to bring forth a message to the hearers, listeners, but more so to me, because no man is above any law. But God says to one, he says to all. And Christ Jesus died once for all. And so we thank God for that. And so let us begin, open up with a prayer that God will begin to bless those who are listening, and that he will allow them to have a blessed ear to hear his word. For the scripture shares with us, he who has a blessed ear to hear, let them hear. And so that's what I choose to do on this time, this moment, to let them hear the blessed word of God. Father, we thank you for this moment of time and life which you allowed us to come and listen on this radio, speak on this radio broadcast, Father God. All glories to you. And as I humbly come before your throne of grace, Father, I thank you, giving honor and praise to you, Father God, for thy Son, Christ Jesus, who came in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, that he might condemn sin in the flesh and destroy the works of the devil, in which you bless us here now, God, to teach us to live holy, to live righteous, to follow after that example that Christ Jesus left us, who did no sin, neither were guile found in his mouth. Sending back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who's allowed us to walk in the power of the anointing of your Spirit, Father God, which teaching and guide us and lead us and keep us and seal us until that wonderful, great, and terrible day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. You know, I really thank God and how God shares so much with all of us in his word. All we have to do is humble ourselves and begin to get out of the way and allow God to teach us through his word. If we know that the word of God shares with us that God is good, because when they came to Jesus, say, good master, Jesus said, why call thou me good? There's none good but the Father. And we often talk about how good God is, because God is good. And some can even go so far to say all the time. And then they repeat and say all the time, God is good. And that is nothing but truth. But I share with you some other truth that says in the Bible, if you look in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 24, it says, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So we can't forget all of what God is. God is good, but God is a consuming fire, and he's a jealous God. And God shared with us down a few verses in Deuteronomy, fourth chapter 29, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And this is way back in Deuteronomy, before Christ even came on the scene in the flesh, but we know that it's the word of God that shares and speaks to our hearts from Genesis all the way to Revelation. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And as we, as children here upon the earth, begin to look back in the book of Genesis and note when God had formed man from the dust of the ground, he planted a garden that was east in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. But if we were to apply some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding, we can know that when God was planting the garden that was east in Eden, man was with God. But then a commandment came from God for man to obey, which was a commandment ordained unto life. Man found it to be unto death when man disobeyed that commandment that God had given him, not to eat of a tree that was in the midst of the garden that consisted of the knowledge of good and evil, lest he was surely die. And since man disobeyed God, man surely died. And because of that commandment, man had became corrupt, and God drove man out of the garden, away from him. And then there was no way for man to go back and be with God. But let us understand that God loves us because he formed us, because he created us. And we was with him even when he was planting the garden east of Eden. And because of the love, hallelujah, that God has for us, God made a way for us to come back to him. And he made a way for us to come back to him in a way in which we all came into the world, by sending his only begotten Son, born of a woman, of the flesh of man, and of the Spirit of God, the anointed of God, holiness, the Son of God. So now Jesus Christ came to where he was Son of man and Son of God, meaning he was of flesh and he was of the Spirit. But we were not of the Spirit. We was only of the flesh of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, hallelujah. And so then God made a way by taking on a body. Good God Almighty, it's so wonderful. Taking on a body and coming in the likeness of our sinful flesh and condemn sin in the flesh that he might destroy the works of the devil. So that we who are born corrupt and we who are born mortal in this world would be able to be with a God who is not corrupt and be able to be with a God who has immortality, who is forever and lives forever. But the only way that that can happen is that God did it, and God has done it. And then what God did, he sent his son, Christ Jesus, that whomsoever shall believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish or have everlasting life. So how can we who are born corrupt begin to live a life of incorruption, and we who are born mortal begin to live a life of immortality? Well, let me share with you just how wonderful and how easy it is. Have a made-up mind that you're going to accept the truth, which is the word of God, and you're going to believe the truth, which is the word of God, and you're going to apply it to your life and live as God will have you to live. God lets us know that it is through Jesus Christ that he is the way back to God. So then we're born of the woman and man and flesh, but now Jesus Christ allow us to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. So now we can be as Christ, who no longer is here in the flesh, but is here in the Spirit. And so we can say that we know our Redeemer lives because he lives within us. This day a Savior is born. Good God Almighty. When you wake up in the morning and you carry the Spirit of the Lord everywhere that you go, and everything that you say and every step that you take and every thought that you have is guided by the anointing of God, Holy Spirit. Because we pray and ask God and say, Lord God, let not our will be done, but thy will be done in our lives. And so when you pray and ask God that let his will be done in your life and not your will be done in your life, then guess what happened? That's when you really begin to have life. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Because the life that you have is the life that you lost, and Christ Jesus came and gave it back to us. See, now we begin to look in the book of Romans, hallelujah, in the 7th chapter. You may get a better understanding, because the Bible shared with us that we were alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, I'm talking about Romans chapter 7, around about the 7th and 8th verse. See, we were alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and then we died. So then that means we were alive, and sin was dead. But then sin revived, and then we died. So now many are dead in their sins and trespasses, and they need to be revived. And the only way that they can be revived is to begin to take on the nature of life, which is an everlasting life through the anointing of God, Holy Spirit, by his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Christ Jesus came and he said, well, he is the way back to God. He made that way because God allowed him to come into this earth, taking on a body. He said, lo, I come in the volume of a book, for it is written of me to do thy will, says the Lord. And see, so it's written of all of us, God Almighty, to do God's will, who decided to become born again of the water and of the Spirit of God. So allow us to have a way back to God. Are you understanding what I'm telling you today? I'm just sharing a good message that God wants me to share with his people, so that you begin to learn and know that you can live and obey God with through Christ Jesus, who gives you the power, the strength, and the anointing to do what God will have you to do. Oh, hallelujah. It's not hard to do. It's just something that you have to make your mind up and decide whether or not you want to be with God again, because you were once with God before. And so now, when God drove you away from him, he made a way for you to come back to him through Jesus Christ, who is what? The truth, which is the word of God that was spoken unto Adam and Eve in the beginning, when Adam and Eve didn't choose to believe. But now we can choose to believe now, this day, in Jesus Christ, who is the word of God, that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And not only did he dwell among us, but he walked in the righteous will of God and sent by a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which now we have of God. The Bible shared with us to know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. So now because of Jesus Christ, we have the Spirit of God in us, which allow us to be as Jesus was here upon the earth. Good God Almighty, which allow you to be able to take off this mortal body and put on immortality. You may take off this corrupt body and put on an incorrupt body that God has prepared for us in heaven. So now I share this so that we have covered the way that we can be back with God. We have covered the way we were sent away from God just by disobeying God, did not believe what God had said. But now God, through his precious love, his kindness for us,
He made a way that we can choose to believe this time. So now Jesus said he's the beginning and the end. He's the truth in the beginning in which we did not believe. Now he's the truth now at the end. And after this, there will be nothing else. See, there'd be no more truth. The truth is here now. So it's up to us to do what? Believe the truth. Could God Almighty. And once we begin to believe the truth and apply that truth to our lives, what happens? Could God Almighty. We become transformed by the renewing of our minds, by letting that mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. And when we let that mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus, what happens is we walk with the confidence, and we walk with that confidence and that blessed assurance and knowing that we're able to be with God. See, the scripture shared with us, I am confident, not just confident, but willing to be with God and to be absent from the body. See, some may say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, but that's not true, because that's not what the word says, because many are absent from the body, but they're not present with the Lord. But if you go back and search the scripture says that, he said, I am confident and willing to be absent from this body, which all of us who love the Lord, all of us who walk in the righteous will of God, we all should be confident and we all should be willing to be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. So I'm just sharing that with you so you can get the scripture right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the message is for us to be able to walk in the righteous will of God and receive what? A way back to God. Believe what? The truth that God gave us in the beginning. And then what? We have the life. What life? The life that we lost. Because we can read here, if you read in Romans chapter 7, look at verse 8, it says, but sin taken occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. So that commandment which was ordained unto life, that commandment was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin taken occasion by the commandment deceived me and by it slew me. See, so now that's when I lost life, but God had promised me the hope of eternal life before the world has even began. So then what the enemy of God did was just destroy himself, because God had already had a plan of salvation before man had even came, before the foundation of the world. God had already promised us that hope of eternal life. And so what God did was allow Jesus to come in the likeness of sinful flesh to destroy the works of the devil. So now there's a separation, could God Almighty, of the children of God and the children of the devil, because there's a manifestation of two children upon the earth, and that is the children of God and the children of the devil. And so what God is sharing with all of us, hallelujah, who love the Lord, who accept God's word, who believe what God says, we're not wrestle with the word, but we accept the word, and we'll begin to understand the word. We begin to turn from our evil and wicked ways. That's the only way you're going to understand the word of God, is when you begin to turn from your evil and your wicked ways. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody deceive you. And do not be deceived by any person, because we got to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, says the word of God. So we have learned, hallelujah, by the grace of God, that he sent Jesus as the way back to him. He sent Jesus as the truth in which we didn't believe. And he sent Jesus as the life that we lost, because what happened, we traded places with sin, because sin was dead and we were alive once. But then sin revived and we died. But now through Christ Jesus, we're able to revive and become in that life that is eternal with God and never sin again, because Jesus Christ has destroyed the works of the devil. And the last enemy that he has on his feet is death. And then when that day comes, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, there'll be no more death. He'll put death on the, out of the way. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more tears. There'll only be the joy of the Lord in your heart resonating, allowing you to praise God all the time. Could God Almighty. And you don't have to be dead right now to praise God all the time. You can do it right now. You can praise God and sing songs and hymns and make melody unto the Lord in your heart right now. Who's stopping you? Nobody's stopping you, except for the thoughts of the enemy that come to your mind that will cause you to wrestle with what the word of God says. Because God Almighty, I thank God for his wonderful mercy. I thank God for his kindness. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his joy. And it is the Spirit of God that's going to bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. His spirit, only his spirit. And if you have not his spirit, could God Almighty, you're none of his. I'm here to share the truth with you. So if you don't have the spirit of God, I will encourage you right now to repent of every sin that you have committed and confess your sins unto God, who is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And once God has cleansed you from all unrighteousness, you are cleansed from all unrighteousness. And then what you do is you begin to walk in that cleanliness and that righteousness that God has placed in your heart, so that you can be a child of God and allow your light to so shine amongst men that they may see your good works, so that the Father in heaven may be glorified. I'm not talking about the good works of giving away the thing that you have. I'm not talking about the good works of feeding the hungry. I'm not talking about the good works of giving somebody a place to stay. I'm talking about the good works of being obedient unto the good word of God, which is the law and commandments and statutes of our Father, which is in heaven, who created us and formed us from the dust of the ground, breathing into our nostrils the breath of life. Oh, hallelujah. You got to understand what God is saying in his word. And the only way you're going to understand God's word, you can go out and buy any kind of Bible you want and study any kind of book you want to study and go to any theological school you want to go to. But God's word say, fear of him is the beginning of wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So you will never, ever understand the word of God until you begin to depart from evil. Good God Almighty. And once you depart from evil, oh, hallelujah, you'll be able to walk in the righteous will of God. You'll wake up with the joy of the Lord. You'll lay down with the joy of the Lord. You'll sleep with the joy of the Lord. And God will watch over you. And when that day comes, that good God Almighty, he called the church out of the world, you won't be ashamed. You'll be rejoicing. You'll be glad to be the first one in line. But if you ain't living right, you know you're going to try to run and hide. You don't even want to see the line. I'm just trying to share the truth of the word of God with you today and hope that you will decide to live for Jesus Christ and accept God's spirit into your life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, glory be to you, Father God, because you are so wonderful. And I know, Lord God, that what you are speaking today, hallelujah, has touched some soul. Some soul has become poor and broken, and the yoke of bondage is released off of their life because now they're beginning to understand the truth of your word, Lord God. You nigh to their mouth. Right there, all they got to do is confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day. So with a heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessing made unto salvation. And so, Father God, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who came and made a way, is the truth, that we are to believe the truth. And not only is he the truth that we are to believe the truth, but he walked in the likeness of our sinful flesh to prove that we in the flesh too can be obedient to the word of God only by the spirit of God that dwelleth in us. Oh, hallelujah. And you have to have the spirit of God. God Almighty. It's just a joy to serve the Lord and make you feel so wonderful when God has removed all darkness out of your life and replaced it with his marvelous light in your heart. So wherever you go, you're resonating the love of God. Whatever you do, you're understanding that all things work together for the good for them who love the Lord, them who are the called according to his purpose. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what affliction that you may endure or encounter. You know that because you walk in the righteous will of God, that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all and not from some of them. God will deliver us from all affliction. All turmoil, all tribulation. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into the dive of temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith works with patience, and patience is spurring, and the spurring is hope, and that hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shared abroad in your hearts through the Holy Ghost. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then ask God for the Holy Ghost. But don't go asking God for the Holy Ghost when you know that you have no desire to obey God to yourself. And I would be right to say, don't do that to God either. Cook God Almighty. Hallelujah. When you go to God as a little child knowing nothing. And when you go to God with a poor and contrite spirit. When you go to God humbly acknowledging and confessing your faults and your sins unto him. Go to God desiring to live holy and righteous and see what God make it happen for you. But if you go to God to try to deceive God, you're only deceiving yourself because you can't deceive God. It's just up to you to just believe God. Oh, hallelujah. Because God's word is truth. And when you believe God, guess what? You'll walk in that in which you believe. Nobody get in their car and begin to start the car believing it's not going to start. You get in there, stick the key in the car, you believe it's going to start. Then when it don't start, you shocked. You begin to feel a little discouraged. You begin to wonder what's going on. See, so you got to go to God with that same kind of faith and trusting and believing that all I got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will come into my heart. And he will suck with me. And he will change me from the inside out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sister Christine, I thank you for this moment of time, and that is the message that God will give. Praise the Lord. I hope it bless your heart and every soul that listens.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank you, Pastor Robinson, for that awesome word, living a life in Christ Jesus. And we pray that someone have heard and been blessed by the word. I know you have. I have been listening to this series and truly been blessed. And this series will be replayed again and will be listed on Facebook. And we would like for you to join back in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. next week to hear the next series, Living a Life in Christ Jesus with Pastor Robinson. Again, please join us back on Tuesday, 7 p.m., to continue on with this awesome word, Living a Life in Christ Jesus with Pastor Robinson. You can reach Pastor Robinson on Facebook under Alton Robinson. If you need a word of prayer or if you just need to be ministered to, please reach out to him. He'll be glad to pray with you and also minister to you as well. We thank God for you, Pastor Robinson. We thank God for Love Radio Network.
Thank God for you.
God bless you. God bless you. And we thank you for Dr. Charles Dean and the staff. God bless you, everyone. Have a blessed and safe evening. God bless. For now.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.